services and prompted evacuation orders. Former President Trump's waived his right to attend his new federal election interference case, and he's also asked his attorney to enter a plea of not guilty. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin in Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin State Universities talked about it Friday. Some committee members say the UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz telling a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history.
From sticking up for workers to voting for fair legislation to walking picket lines, she was there with workers every step of the way.
President Biden comes to Westby on Thursday and Donald Trump travels to Mosinee on Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. This past Sunday, Pike Lake had their annual fun day. We spoke with Sig Kaminsky, a firefighter with the Pike Lake Volunteer Fire Department, about the event and the good it does for not just the fire department, but the community as well.
This is a full community event for the whole area. And we spend 3 days setting it up and 1 day taking it down. And it starts basically about a month from now. We'll start planning the next year.
Oh, so it's that big? So,
oh, yeah. It takes quite a bit of coordination to put all the different things together.
Brings in a lot of funding, I'm assuming.
Yes, it does. They do very well. Community very nicely supports the fire department.
This full interview, along with an article, will be available online at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brumet, and this has been Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Grand slam! Second career slam for the rookie Jackson Churio. And the Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, low upper 40s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, high upper 70s. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and Thursday, high low 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. It's 71 right now.
98Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers, a
running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many